The Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, has flown out of Australia for that summit in Osaka, and tonight he'll be having dinner with the US President. Our National Affairs correspondent, Greg Jennett, joins me now from Japan. And Greg, how significant is this dinner tonight between Donald Trump and Scott Morrison?
Yes, Sabra, as you say, those VIP fleets of planes flying leaders will drop into Osaka throughout the day. And when Scott Morrison arrives this evening, there is some significance that attaches to one of his earliest engagements being what they call a working dinner with President Trump. That significance derives from the fact that Mr. Morrison is legitimised to some degree on the world stage by his May election victory, but also because he gets to have one of the first interactions with Donald Trump to try to impress on him the collective need for some sort of resolution on this China trade war. Because in Australia's own assessment, Sabra, it's inflicting damage on the domestic economy of Australia, but also on others within the G20 and the Asia Pacific region. So that will be high on the Prime Minister's list of messages to be conveyed to the President tonight.
Australia's had to weave a pretty delicate line in the trade dispute between the US and China. How is the Prime Minister likely to play it?
It sounds like it'll be an extension here, Sabra, of a strategy that Scott Morrison's been marking out for himself, including at a speech delivered in Sydney on Wednesday. And that is to say that Australia wants some room to manoeuvre around its economic interests, which principally lie with China, and its historical security ties with the United States of America. So he's made that point in remarks before this trip. He says Australia and the United States have, he says, different but complementary roles to play in the Indo-Pacific Sabra, an indication that he wants to mark out for himself some flexibility, the ability to balance those two interests.
The most important meeting is going to be between President Trump and the Chinese leader, President Xi. What are we expecting?
So that won't come somewhat significantly, Sabra, until the end of the G20 proper. So that's likely to be Saturday afternoon or early evening Australian time here in Osaka. Now, as we just heard in earlier remarks of the President from Washington on departure for Osaka, he's giving nothing away on these public negotiations with Xi Jinping so far. In fact, if anything, he's dialing up the rhetoric. So it would probably be folly at this point to expect that one meeting alone at the end of the G20 is going to resolve this, Sabra. So there'll be lots of contributions from leaders, including Scott Morrison, but any expectation that it'll be fully resolved with one handshake between the Chinese and US presidents on Saturday afternoon, you would have to assess as unlikely given some of the pressure-building remarks that have been delivered beforehand.
Yeah, and Greg, trade war is nothing compared to military war. The rhetoric between Donald Trump and the Iranian leaders is becoming more and more ominous. Will this overshadow the G20?
Well, it'll certainly be interwoven in every leadership conversation that happens between the 20 partners. Scott Morrison, again, Sabra, has signalled that both North Korea, but perhaps more importantly, Iran, are also on his list of security concerns to discuss with Donald Trump, who, again, seems intent on flagging military options. Now, if that were to go ahead, and it's only a big if at the moment, then it would be reasonable to presume that there'd be all sorts of implications for traditional security allies, including Australia and Shinzo Abe's Japan. So you can imagine why, for its part, Australia will want to raise it, but everyone has skin in the game on Middle Eastern maritime disputes and oil shipping lanes, Sabra, so that's why it's going to come up constantly here in Osaka.
All right, thanks, Greg. And that's the ABC's National Affairs correspondent, Greg Jennett.